Let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. Joining us now to help us out is travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. All three major airlines made the news in the past week, canceling flights for various reasons.
That's right. Transat is canceling 30% of its winter flights as Omicron variant continues to impact Canadian airlines. The cancellations are now in effect through February 25th, but Transat says more changes may come. The news from Transat comes shortly after Air Canada Vacations announced unavoidable disruptions to Air Canada's flight schedule from January 24th through to the end of April that would impact 7% of its customers. WestJet also recently announced it would be canceling 15% of its scheduled flights through to the end of January, with Flair Airlines also expecting further flight cancellations this month for similar reasons. Now, Omicron is definitely impacting the world in many ways. And in the airlines, they are saying that that's why the flight cancellations are occurring, as well as the federal government's advisory against international travel. Customers will be fully refunded or offered flight credits and, where possible, offered to be rebooked as an alternative.
Well, yeah, it's really important to know your rights, and we are going to be talking with Gabor Lukacs, who's an air passenger rights advocate and founder of airpassengerrights.ca, after we chat with you to give some people some tips of what they should know and what they should be doing. Now, it seems that when people can get away, Florida looks like it's the popular choice.
That's right, yeah. So while some Canadians may have traveled to Florida for the lack of COVID-19 restrictions, others cite good weather and improvements to mental health as their reasons for visiting the state, either for weeks or months at a time. Despite the lax restrictions around capacity limits and mask usage, many say they continue to follow the public health guidelines. In Florida, operations of stores, restaurants, and other services remain largely uninterrupted. Local COVID-19 restrictions and mandates were suspended in May of last year, a month after the government banned the use of vaccine passports. Recent data does show, however, that the number of COVID-19 cases in the state continues to rise. Florida has one of the highest seven-day COVID-19 case rates per 100,000 people in the U.S., according to data from the CDC.
Yeah, I guess if you really want to get away, not only from the weather, but the COVID restrictions and everything, Florida is the place.
That's right.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Onanta Forbes. And her website is onantaforbes.com. We'll chat next week, Onanta.
Have a good week. Thanks, Randy.